You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about experiences. Experiences versus things. What brings you more happiness? In a world where you can buy most anything, and for that matter, you can experience most anything, I pose the question. I think for a long period of time, many of us got caught into a life of buying things to make us happy. For many of the women out there, you know who you are, and I was like it for a long time. We use retail therapy to make ourselves feel better. And that's kind of what happened for a lot of you men out there listening, whether it's the truck that you bought or the new sound system you got, or maybe those new tools that are in the garage that you love so much. And these things, do they bring us joy? And do things bring us as much joy as experiences? And so I want to talk about that today. I want to really ponder the thought and what the difference is. And better yet, I want to really think about experiences in a different light, looking at them from different perspectives, and talking about the way we look at it, the positive ways, the negative ways, and often what we learn from the benefit of being in a new experience and what we get out of it. You know, life is what we put in, right? What we give is what we get. And I think oftentimes when we're talking about these experiences in life, whatever we do when we go into that experience, when we don't expect things to be, when we allow things to be how they are, when we allow people to be who they are, and we don't put a bunch of expectations or drama or basically deciding what they're going to be or what the experience is going to be before we get there, we get to have a much better experience, and we get to experience it purely for the experience, not adulterated. I expected this didn't happen, or I thought they were going to be this way and they weren't, or I thought it was going to look like this and it didn't. And instead of going down that rabbit hole, when we experience something purely for the experience, we take something quite valuable with us for the rest of our life. And these experiences shape our life in such ways, and sometimes so dramatically, that our life changes forever. And when you've experienced those types of experiences that your life changes forever, it becomes not only amazingly phenomenal each and every new experience, but it begins to be pretty awesome. And, you know, my whole life has been full of experiences, but I'll tell you, just recently, I've had a combination of a ton of experiences that you can't make up. You can't create it. It just has to happen. And when it comes together, it's extremely special and extremely unique and very gratifying. And the coolest thing about these experiences and how gratifying they are is when you don't try to subject them to expectations. And I think one of the biggest things outside of expectations is accepting it and being cool in the situation. One of the things that I've had in my past where it took away from an expectation, one of the things that happened is when you would get overwhelmed or stressed out in a situation, or wonder if you fit in, or was it, or were you having fun, or were you not having fun, or whatever it is. And I think a lot of times when we're in a new experience, so envision yourself right now in a new place that you've never been. Okay, you've never been there, and you show up to this place, and you don't know anybody, and you meet everybody. And you start meeting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people, whatever. And you're in an experience that you've never quite experienced before. You could have experienced something similar, but this is unique. And if you really think about it, every single day of our life, every single thing we do is a new experience if we just allow it to be. Even going to work every day to the same job, the adventure to get there is a new adventure every day. Now, whether or not we want to look at it like, oh my God, here I go again. Or if we look at it like, you know what? This is interesting. Look, wow, that's a beautiful bird flying over. And oh, wow, look at the sunrise. That's amazing. Those colors are profound. Oftentimes, I think we don't do this. We get stuck in our ways. We're on the phone. We're listening to, well, I can't argue with you listening to the radio because I'm here on the radio. But we listen to the radio and we kind of zone out. And not with this show. I'm not talking about this show. Not Live Your True Life Perspectives. But you kind of zone out to the chatter in some of these shows that kind of get us disconnected, get us out of the moment, move us out of that present time, get us out of that self-awareness, and we become like a robot. And we go through the day, the task, as that robot without experiencing new things, not being able to take on new stuff, and expecting things to be, well, not always very good, and expecting them to be kind of humdrum or okay, or just saying, oh, I hope I get through the day. Everything will be cool if I just get through the day. I mean, what kind of outlook is that? Get through the day? And we kind of get that way. And so just in the last few weeks, and just actually earlier in this week, I experienced an amazing experience, a profound experience, that I didn't put any expectations into, okay? And it takes skill to not put expectations on everything because we as humans want to put expectations on everything. The way that a restaurant's going to be, the way the drink is going to taste, the way the food is going to be, the way the service is, in a new experience, how the experience is going to be, what the place is going to look like, how the people are going to be that you meet, what you're going to do, and all that stuff in between. And when we begin to expect all this stuff, we lose out. Because what happens when we expect something? Well, okay, let's say you expect something, right? Now, you expect that. Now, what if it doesn't happen? Are you kind of upset or sad, or you kind of feel a little defunct? Now, let's flip that script. What if you were just expecting certain things and you can't really see the forest through the trees because you got your eye on this prize of expectation, and so everything else that's happening, you don't get to really experience. So when you're expecting something to happen and you're expecting a situation to take place, when you're in the middle of the situation, what happens is your mind is elsewhere. It's not in the present moment. It's not focused on the situation. You want something else to take place. And I'll give you a good example. Let's say that you're at an event and you're expecting somebody to come up to you and talk to you, or you're expecting to get, let's just say you're at a you're at an event where there are awards being handed out and you feel as though you're going to get that award. And this is a really good example because it's straight to the point. So you go to the awards ceremony and the whole time you're getting ready, you believe that you're going to get an award. You're thinking about your acceptance speech. You're doing all this stuff in the process. You can't even really enjoy the festivities because you're scared or worried about the process of getting up on stage and accepting the award. You don't really know that you've won, but you assume that you have. And so the award ceremony is a 3-hour process. And you're into hour two, 2.5. And what you think you'd be up for is the award, or maybe you were tipped off, or maybe somebody said you might win, is coming up. And so the whole time throughout the dinner, you weren't really able to eat. When people would conversate with you, you weren't really able to talk with them because you were too busy thinking about what happens when you get caught up on stage. You've been waiting for this moment, hoping that the time passes by so that this award will be given. And so all of a sudden, the award that you think you're going to win, you know, the presenter comes up on stage and says, okay, and the award goes to, and it's not you. And all this time, you've been thinking that you're going to go up stage for this award. Okay? So first off, you begin to realize that you've been rushing this entire scenario for way too long. You've been rushing the process. You've been hoping to get done with it. And it's crazy because you realize that you came here and you didn't really get anything out of it. And on top of that, you feel kind of bad because you didn't win anything. I mean, what's the crock of this? What's going on with this stuff? I mean, this sucks. What am I going to do? Now, there's two things that can come out of this. One, you just don't get an award, okay? You wasted all that time. You thought you were going to get it. You basically weren't part of the present moment. You weren't really involved in the whole thing. I mean, now you're probably having a couple of drinks and just literally wanting to forget this whole episode happened. Now, another thing could happen is that you're actually up for another award. And that award wasn't at all the one that you were up for. You're up for another one. And it takes you, it blindsides you. Okay? But see, the thing is that when we expect something to happen, it often doesn't. When I return, I'm going to be talking more about expectations and how they can disrupt our experiences. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, well, you know, I'll be back in two shakes.
I'm ready to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about experiences versus things, versus material things. Which do you prefer? You know, in life we have the opportunity to buy anything, we have the opportunity to experience anything. And I think it's interesting when you look at the two dynamics of what people like, it's interesting telltale signs about what it says about the person. Okay. And I know people that sit there and say, you know, no, I like things over experiences. And I know people that go, man, I like experiences over things. I mean, just think about it. Just recently, Airbnb started doing a whole side of their business that's based on experiences. Yeah. Yeah. You can go, there's a couple of things you can go and hang out with a wolf pack, which I think is really cool, and I want to do that. I think that's in Canada or Washington or something like that. There's all these opportunities. You can bicycle with so-and-so. You can hand paint with XYZ. There's so many things that you can do, and it's awesome. And that's the thing, is that I think that experiences change our life if we allow them to change our life. They change our life forever. And I agree that things can be helpful. I mean, having a home, having a car to go from point A to point B, there's a lot of things, you know, having shoes, having this, having that. But I think we kind of get overzealous in the thing department. Because I think that sometimes we think these things are going to bring us true happiness. And some things actually do. Some things actually do bring us true and utter happiness, because they make our lives easier. They bring a smile to our face. You know, I know that there's some pieces of artwork that I have that I love to look at every day. I don't ever get bored of them. There's things in my studio right here that I cherish. And to some people, they might say that it's trash or junk, but to me, I love it. And those are the things that I love. And I think some things have no material value whatsoever. I mean, and some do. But I think there's certain things that bring us happiness, and I think there's certain experiences that bring us happiness. So I'm not agreeing or saying that one is better than the other, but I want to talk about experiences right now and expectations. And I find oftentimes, and I think the same thing applies to things. When we expect a thing to do something for us, when we expect a thing to provide something for us, when we expect a thing to make us feel a certain way, I think this is all quite relevant in the grand scheme of things. And so let's talk about it. Right before the break, I was talking about how expectations disrupt our experiences. And I think this is highly accurate, because they do. They get in the way of the experience itself. If I'm thinking that something's going to be a certain way, or I have to have it that way, or I have an image of that to be that way, and I'm going through the experience, and think about it, I've done this countless times, and I'm sure you have too. A good example is you and the family are taking a vacation, or you and your husband, or you and your wife, or whatever, are taking a vacation. You're very happy about it. You haven't had time off in a long time. You go online, you get your airline tickets, you go online, You get your hotel or your Airbnb or whatever, and you book it, and you see all the pictures. Before you book it, you look at all the pictures. You go, wow, look at that, honey. Wow, look at that. Look at that over there. Wow, look at that. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, man, this is so great. And you think about it, you look at it, and you're like all stoked and really, really happy about what's going to happen. And then you get there. And it could have even started on the flight. You expected the flight to be great and on time. It's late. You know, the airplane has a flat tire. They got to fix that. They got to go out on the runway and fix it. Or even worse, there's something even worse wrong with the plane. And they got to get another plane and they got to move that plane. And that's going to take a couple hours. Okay, I think we've all been there before. And, you know, sometimes things can go your way and sometimes they don't. But when we expect everything to be a certain way, it's even more difficult to deal with the setbacks, you know. And that's one thing I've learned is that when we don't expect, we don't really get angry. When we don't expect, we don't get let down. And I don't like to be let down. And I certainly don't like to be let down when it has to do with my own mind telling me how this experience is going to happen. I can't even count how many times we have checked into a hotel or a place out of town where it looked nothing like the pictures. Nothing like it. And you know what's sad is that I couldn't even enjoy it back in the day because I was too busy saying, well, this isn't at all what I thought we were going to. And how can this be? Because I thought it was going to be X, Y, Z. And so all of a sudden, I'm not even in the moment anymore. And I'm kind of angry. And so when we're experiencing things in life, the first thing we got to do is let go of those expectations. Because when we let go of that, we make it a lot easier, right? It becomes a more fun and exciting experience because we never know what's going to happen next. It's kind of fun to be surprised. How many times are you actually pleasantly surprised in your life? That answer to that question is very deep. Because if you said, I am positively surprised all the time, I would be like, you know what? You do not have any expectations. You go into something just you, authentic, blank slate. Let's see what happens. And that's a really great place to be at. That's a place that often people don't find themselves in, and it takes a lot of work to get there. Okay, most of you listening right now say, hey, I'm rarely surprised in a positive way. Okay, usually I'm surprised in a negative way or I saw it coming. It wasn't really that big of a surprise. But I ask you to kind of look into your own mind right now. And I know that many of you that feel that way are highly intelligent people. Highly intelligent, high-functioning individuals that have a tough time getting out of your mind, okay? And so I ask you to begin to let things go. The next time you hear your mind facilitating an expectation, let it go. Because nothing good can come out of it. Even if you get what you expect, well, then what fun is that? I mean, how interesting is that? Not. I mean, think about it. When you actually get things that you never expect, pretty cool stuff. When things come your way that aren't exactly what you wanted, but you weren't expecting one thing or another, it's no big deal. It's really no big deal. It's par for the course. It's just another what? Experience. And how we deal with different experiences define who we are as a person. And that, to me, is so, so cool. So think about it, on the positive side of the experience, you got fun and exciting, you got learning and growing, you got an open mind, and you got no expectations, none. And how I stopped having expectations is I really started monitoring how much internal dialogue I was doing in my mind, and I have a secret on how to get rid of that. I focus on it when I would hear my mind chattering. I would focus on the chatter and actually see the words instead of just hear the chatter, the mindless chatter. So if I was saying, you know, oh, I hope this place looks like XYZ, or I hope it's right next to the ocean like the picture says, or whatever, I would see that and I would use like a Nerf gun in my own mind metaphorically and knock it out, or I'd use a boomerang and take the words, like you see the words actually in your mind, and then you use a boomerang or a bowling ball and knock it out, because metaphorically speaking. And as you begin to be more and more aware of your thoughts, you can get rid of them very fast because you don't keep producing them. And when we do that, it allows us to limit down our expectations. Another easier way for some people is just to remember every time you expect something, you probably feel like you get screwed. So why expect something and feel screwed when you can just expect nothing and sometimes be pleasantly surprised? I mean, that's probably easier for you to do than what I just said before. When you know that one way you're going to get one thing and another way you're going to get another thing, why don't go with the one that's pleasantly surprised into the one like, I knew I was going to get screwed. Oh, yeah, saw that coming down the pike. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, do it the other way and actually have something come out of it. And I think that's very interesting. I had some clients in here the other day, and the wife is pregnant, and she's going to give birth in probably about next month and a half, 2 months. I think about a month and a half. And I said, so what's the sex of the baby? And they said, well, we don't want to know. And I said, what? And they go, we didn't find out. And I go, why? And they go, there's not that many surprises in this world. And we wanted it to be a surprise. And I think that's pretty profound. And I think there's something to be said about that. Don't you? Back in studio today is a great friend of mine, Elizabeth Cooper, Precious Paws creator and dog lover, to offer her amazing, authentic tips to help us with our furry friends. Elizabeth, what are you going to be talking about today?
Hey, Ashley, it's great to be back. Today, I want to talk to you about heartworm prevention, heartworms and parasites. Heartworms are the most serious and deadly parasites to attack an adult dog. Heartworms restrict the blood flow to the heart, lungs, and other organs. It's a horrible death. It will cause a long and lingering death. Guys, it only takes one mosquito bite on a dog. This disease is not contagious. However, heartworms can grow up to a foot long in your dog. If your dog is not treated, it will kill your dog. But the good news is that you do have preventative. All you have to do is go to your local vet and have a simple blood test done. All dogs must be tested before starting on the heartworm prevention. It's pretty simple, just one tablet a month. Or nowadays, they've got a shot that you can give a dog that lasts up to 6 months. You can even start your dog on heartworm prevention at 6 months of age. This is extremely important to have your dog protected, and you will have a healthier dog. To find out more information about this dog care tip, please find us on PreciousPawsHealth.com.
I appreciate all the amazing feedback that I've been getting from listeners who appreciate the information to help your dog, to help the healthier dog, because Elizabeth and Bill Cooper provide some amazing knowledge. And I just appreciate all the feedback. And I'm a dog lover, and y'all know that, and my dog Buddy. And I know that many of you have reached out and told me that you're a dog lover too. And that's why we do this segment on this show, because our dogs really do make our life way better. I mean, they're just so amazing because they're just full-on unconditional love. And they're amazing, and they're our family. And I know you feel that way too. Don't miss out. We're giving away a free bottle of Precious Paws right now. Precious Paws has turmeric and frankincense in it to help your dogs overcome and deal with arthritis. Precious Paws is awesome. It's a great product that actually works. You can go online and check out their website, PreciousPaws.com. In the meantime, when I return, I'll be continuing the conversation of experiences versus things, and how to really eliminate those expectations, how to make these memories and make these moments life-changing. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about experiences versus material things. Which do you prefer? And either way, how do you stop expectations when it comes to either getting something and believing this is going to make you happier or healthier or whatever you fill in the blank? Versus, you know, having an experience and experiencing that experience, but in the same process, constantly trying to have expectations surrounding that actual situation. And what if it doesn't live up to your expectations? And I find that expectations take us out of that present moment. They take us out of living our life in such a way that's fun and exciting and monumental and memorable. And I think that when we allow ourselves to allow that fun, to allow that excitement based on the fact of no expectations, that allows us to learn, allows us to grow, and allows us to have an open mind. And right before the break, I was talking about how that couple came in my office recently, and she's pregnant, I think about a month and a half from giving birth. And I said, hey, What's the sex of the child? Is it a boy or a girl or what? And they're like, we don't know. And I go, what do you mean you don't know? And they said, because we wanted to be a surprise. And I said, you know what? That's really cool. And they're like, how many real genuine surprises do you have? And I thought that was pretty awesome. And yes, they've had the doctor do a health check and all that kind of stuff. But the doctor obviously knows, but they don't know. And I think that's very interesting. And I think that's par for the course. So they're experiencing the process of childbirth. She's going to experience natural childbirth. She's going to experience natural childbirth in a pool of water in a tub. He's going to experience working with her on Lamaze and what have you. So they're going to have a really amazing experience. But they're going to let that one thing be a total surprise. And I think they're going to get so much out of the experience that I think a lot of us take for granted. And I think that's across the board, no matter what we're doing in our life, no matter what we're doing in our career. A lot of us are highly intelligent, stuck in our mind, unable to relinquish that control that we have when it comes to expectations. You know, we expect this, or it's going to look like that, or it's going to be like this, or it's going to do this, or it's going to do that, or I'm going to get there at XYZ time, and it's going to be monumental, and I'm going to meet these people, I'm going to meet that. And how many times you go in with those expectations and none of that comes to pass? None of it. Not one thing. Not one thing comes to pass. And that's what I'm saying, is that life can be tough sometimes. Let's not sugarcoat it. Sometimes life can be tough. Sometimes people get sick. Sometimes people, you know, go bankrupt. Sometimes people lose a child. Sometimes people go through a horrific divorce. Sometimes people lose their parents, their mom, their dad, their brother, their sister, their spouse. Life's not always easy, and it's not always happy. So why don't we take the times that we can and have awesome times and not try to constrict them and put them in a box where they have to be this thing. Do you see what I'm saying? Where they have to be this thing that it doesn't make any sense. And I think that when we try to make an experience be this thing, we lose out on the experience in its totality. We lose out in what we're supposed to experience. We lose out and that amazing fun and emotion and adrenaline and all that stuff that comes with it. And instead, what do we get? For some of us, because we're expecting certain things to be bad, we might be scared. For many of us, we might not get scared, but we might feel out of our comfort zone. Because not only have we defined the experience, but we've defined ourselves in the experience. You get what I'm saying? This is kind of deep right here. And I know you get it because you've been there before and I've been there before, where you begin to expect or to configure you as a specific type of person. And so therefore, as I am who I have just defined myself in the small little box, I am now, because this is new, outside of my comfort zone. Well, why the heck are you? I mean, what's your comfort zone? Why can't your comfort zone be anything? And why does this freak you out? Because you've told yourself, I'm new to this. I don't understand. It's not commonplace. I don't know anybody. Because I don't know anybody, this is a scary scenario. Because I don't know anybody, I'm a fish out of water. Because I don't know anybody, I'm out of my comfort zone. And these are interesting things to challenge ourselves with, because when we begin to push that envelope and challenge ourselves in this direction, we begin to challenge ourselves to be what? Better people, happier people, more self-aware people, more happy inside and out with our authentic self. It's interesting too, because we have these expectations, and when they don't come to pass, when we want to expect something to happen, it makes us sad for the most part. Like if we expect somebody to do something and they don't do it. If you expect somebody to reach out to you and they don't do it, you feel slighted. If you expect to be invited to something and you're not, you know, you feel like a loser. You feel like, you know, you got duped or whatever. You get angry or you get upset or you get sad. And so it's like when we finally stop expecting things, then when they happen, great. And if they don't, we can look at it from a different perspective, like that wasn't supposed to happen. And it's interesting, it just happened earlier today. I was supposed to be at an event that I'd been planning on for a couple of weeks. A friend had shared it with me. I was very interested in it. And about, you know, 2 hours before it, I get a text from her saying that she's not going to make it. And she's got this stuff going on, and totally understand. And, you know, I said to myself, you know what? Well, I guess I'm not going to make it either, because, you know, I wasn't going to go without her because I don't know the other people. They're not like it's a big deal. But I felt like, you know what? There's a reason that I'm not going to be there. And because she was very wanting to be there. And so I realized that in life, sometimes when we don't put a bunch of expectations down, when something gets canceled or moved, we kind of go with the flow a little better. We go with the flow. We feel okay with changes. We feel okay with the fact that things aren't really happening the same as we'd like, because we realize there's a higher deal going on. There's a bigger reason why you're not going. And I love that. That's something that's right up my alley, because I feel good in the process that to know that things can change, and change is always going to be there, right? That's that thing. To accept change and to know that our life will be changing, you know, and to understand that, we can then understand that a lot of times the things that we feel like we should be at, or the things that we feel we're missing out on, are not at all that way. Instead, it's the opposite. Instead, we're actually now back on path. Because going there wasn't going to work. It wasn't the right time, and there will be an opportune time. But when we put all these expectations on it, we feel down. We feel like we're missing out on something, and we begin to feel, I don't know, just like we're not in the right place at the right time. And what happens then is then we're kind of a fish out of water, where we seem to never be in the moment that we should be, because we're constantly thinking about what could have been. You know, when we're in new experiences, when we do expect ourselves to act a certain way, or we feel like we're out of our comfort zone, we can get shy and uncomfortable. And feeling shy and uncomfortable and not acting like ourselves takes us out of the moment, takes us out of the experience, and it disrupts the experience for what it is. And I think many of us understand that, and many of us have been there, where we're leaving an experience and we're going through the process and we're doing all this stuff, and we leave the experience and we didn't appreciate it during the experience at all. And that's what's so sad. We didn't actually experience it during the process. We didn't experience it. We didn't pay attention to it. And it wasn't until we're leaving that we sit there and go, man, I kind of feel like I missed out. Or you start thinking about it, you start, you know, thinking about it and reminiscing about it in kind of a odd, kind of like it happened before and I missed out on it way. When on the opposite, when you actually experience something for what you experience it as, and you actually truly are in the moment, you're not looking back going, oh, I wish I was there. You're like, wow, I was there. I was committed. I fully experienced it. I didn't miss one thing. And I feel really amazing about being a part of that, because it wasn't that you were just watching it from the sidelines, right? You weren't just watching it from the sidelines. You were an actual conscious participant in the process, no questions. You were there. You were in it to win it. And you got to experience it for what you did. And that, to me, is awesome. That, to me, is what it's all about. Joining me in studio, Sherry Lee White, friend, nutrition guru, and creator of Bliss Bites, is here to talk more about mind over matter.
Hey, Ashley, I am so happy to be here with you tonight. And we're talking about one of my favorite all-time movies. Tom Chadiak was a director for huge blockbusters, did a lot of movies with Jim Carrey. But the favorite thing that I think he's ever done is a documentary called I Am. And in that documentary, they did this super cool experiment they called the yogurt experiment. And they had a petri dish full of yogurt hooked up to a magnetometer and had a person sitting nearby who was asked to recall various emotional experiences. Now, the person wasn't connected to the yogurt or the petri dish in any way. But it revealed that changes in their emotional state sent out an energy signal that affected the yogurt bacteria and moved the needle on the magnetometer. And that's significant to us because, as we know, our moods affect the people around us. When you're talking to someone who's enthusiastic and upbeat, it just makes you feel good compared to when you're around people that are just kind of downtrodden and feeling bad. It brings down your own energy. But this is true with our food, too. When we're eating something, if we're appreciating the positive aspects of it, even if it's not the optimal nutritional thing, we're thinking, oh, this is so enjoyable and I'm really getting something good out of it, versus going, oh man, I really shouldn't be doing this. It's going to go straight to my thighs. It really changes the way that that food is going to interact with our body and in turn our health and wellness. So what I really love about this experiment is that we have actual proof that our thoughts and emotions truly do affect the living systems around us, which puts us more in control.
I got the pleasure of seeing the Bliss Bites crew, the Truly Foods group, as well as Sherry Lee White out over the weekend at Costco. And it looked like people were really enjoying Bliss Bites. And I hope that you get into all the Costcos around the nation. I hope you like the show. If you'd like to listen to some podcasts during your drive time, check out Spreaker. Spreaker with an R. S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. Go to Spreaker.com, put in Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, you'll find it, Live Your True Life Perspectives. You can plug in your phone, USB, listen to it in the car on your drive time, either to or from work, as well as listen on your headphones right on your smartphone. You don't have to download anything, you can listen right off the phone. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You got it. I'll be back in two shakes.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about experiences versus things. What do you prefer? But better yet, how often do you put expectations on all of the above? I find it very interesting because I think we as human beings, especially highly evolved human beings who are highly intelligent, have a tendency of living in their mind, making decisions, snap decisions about everything that we do, everything we experience, everything that we buy, and what that's going to give us, and what this experience is going to provide, and what am I going to get out of it, and who am I going to meet, and what's all in between, and yada, 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 and oh my God, where do the expectations stop? And I find that oftentimes, when we expect all this stuff to happen, we aren't as open to the process as we could be. We're not as open to it. We don't experience exactly what we should. We don't see the synchronicities of everything around us. And we miss those awesome little nuances of things that basically tell us you're on the right track and you're exactly where you need to be right now, no questions asked. I find myself often in amazing new experiences that before I would have had a lot of expectations. I would have decided if I felt comfortable, if I didn't, if I was appropriate for the actual event, if I'm the one that fits in, if I don't fit in, and all that BS in between. And I find that a lot of times we put expectations on ourselves or on the people who should be there. I mean, haven't you ever been to an event where you look around and you see all these people and they got these outfits on and they're all glammed up and the women got the diamonds from head to toe and you're like, wow, you know, I got the Ann Taylor suit on, you know, and I'm wearing my comfortable shoes and I just don't fit in here. This isn't going to work. Well, why? And why are you putting that on yourself in the situation? Because why aren't you the person that this experience is for? Just because they dress some sort of part doesn't mean that you're not part of it. And it doesn't even mean that they're part of it. You could get way more out of the process, but you got to step back and allow yourself to be not negatively or positively judging yourself or expecting yourself to look one way or to fit in or to not fit in. But on the same account, looking at the experience as having that new experience, having that awesome thing that you might not ever experience again. And I'll be honest, you're never going to experience it again. You might experience something like it, but you're not going to experience it again. It's not like there's going to be a redo of it. It just doesn't happen that way. That's not the way life works. And that's the key, is that when you begin to realize that every single experience you go into is not ever going to be redone, you can't record it and play it. You can't. It just doesn't happen that way. When you begin to understand that, then you begin to put a higher value on your life experiences. I mean, things can bring us joy. They can make our life easier. They can give us security. They can put a roof over our heads. They can help us have a seat that our butt doesn't hurt because it's got a nice cushion. It can be the rug that you hang out and sit on with your kiddos when you're putting together a puzzle, okay? And I get it. And there's things that you'll have for the rest of your life. And there are things that you'll want and wish you could have had for the rest of your life. And there will be things that come and go very quickly in your life. And I think that those things that we have, it's not like you're putting an expectation on, well, that rug's got to be XYZ. You're like, man, I've always had that rug. That rug's been in this room. I've when I first got it, you know, my husband and I had just been married. And now 15 years later, you know, two kids, you know, hanging out on the rug, watching TV, you know, eating popcorn, you know, hanging out, talking about how soft drinks aren't good anymore. We got to get them out of the house, you know, whatever it is. But you know what I'm saying? And those build memories. So you think about it, the things that really mean the most to you, those items, bring memories. And that's what I'm talking about. The things, you make memories with them. Just like the experiences, you make memories. And that's how this works. And when we create lasting memories that last a lifetime, we can either create it in the moment, where in that moment, in that experience, we experienced every single thing. We were in the process. We weren't trying to leave it. We weren't checking our phone all the time. We weren't thinking about the bigger, better deal, where we needed to be at, where we need to be right now instead of anywhere besides where we are right now. Instead of that, you were like, you know what? I'm in this moment. I'm going to do it. And it's okay if you sway back and forth sometimes. That's okay, because that's normal. That's normal to sit there and go, be in the moment, be in it, feeling good about it. And all of a sudden, something clicks in your head and you go, oh, I haven't checked my cell phone. I need to check that phone. Or so-and-so was supposed to call me and I didn't reach back out. Or I need to reach. And all of a sudden, you do that and it takes you out of the moment. You're no longer in the moment. You're out. Boom, you're out. Okay. But then bring yourself back in. Catch that. Realize that being on that phone isn't going to provide that lasting experience. But then also think about it from the flip side. You can experience new experiences and experiences either one of two ways. You can experience that experience by being a part of it, not being on the sidelines, being in every play. You know, if this experience, if we use it as an example of a football game, you are in every play. Yeah, you might get a little hurt. You could have gotten tackled. You know what I mean? There might have been a little blood. You know, you got some Gatorade, whatever, but you were in it, okay? You weren't sitting on the sidelines. You weren't over there, you know, Instagramming and taking video and posting to Facebook. You're actually in it, okay? And you experienced it so well and so memorable and so deep that it actually made a mark in a positive way on your life, right? And that's something that you can take with you for the rest of your life. And when you feel that way, what happens is that you enjoyed it so much and you were part of it so much that you don't miss it. You don't miss it because you don't have to miss it because you did it. You don't feel bad and want to go back to it because you actually, you suck the marrow out of it. The other side of it is when you're not part of it. You're in it, you're out of it, you're in it, you're out of it. But a lot of times it's because we had all these expectations and it wasn't until hours into this experience or days into it that we finally loosen up and see the value of the experience. But by that time, it's almost already over. And so what happens? We want to have it back. We miss it. I need more time. I need to experience that more. Where did the time go? It's like going on a vacation and not enjoying it until the last day where it all hits you that this was a pretty cool vacation, pretty awesome place. Might not have been what it was supposed to look like in your head, but it was pretty grand. Recently, I had an amazing experience, and it was really profound. And you know when you have those profound experiences, and it wasn't just profound for me. It was profound for, I believe, everybody that was involved. And just the other day, myself and I think some of you know George. George and I worked together. George actually was my intern with a school program in his senior year. And we've been working together ever since for several years. And he's an employee now, which is very cool. And I went to become principal of a day at one of the Dallas Independent School District schools. It was the Herbert Marcus Elementary School. And it was a really profound experience. And the principal is amazing. And the vice principal and every person that works in that school. And we just had an amazing experience. We got to meet so many of the kids. There's 800 kids. We didn't get to meet all 800, but we got close. We met almost all 60 teachers. And we just had a really profound experience. And I'll be posting some pictures of that experience up right now and throughout the next week so that you can see it. And we'll be back there. I'll be doing Career Day this month coming up later on, and it should be very fun. But think about it. What can you do in your community? What kind of experience can you have to not only have something new and profound, but what kind of experience can also help you to give back, to do something? And those children, to me, are so precious and so unbelievable, and they really are our future. And we really need to begin to focus on that. And I think that when we experience things in that way, and we're able to have those experiences, they are profound, but they also, they make our heart just, you know, happy. They give us joy. And I think we get a lot of gratitude. And I'll tell you, those teachers there and the principal and the vice principal and the office manager are all valuable leaders. And I look forward to spending more time in that school and in that environment. And if you do have a chance, go online and check out the Herbert Marcus Elementary School and, you know, see what they're doing over there. They're doing some good stuff. And I am I'm going to be there, and I'm going to support them in any way possible. And I'd love to see you out there, too. So if you'd like some more information, I'll be posting more of that information on my Facebook as well as Instagram, so you can get some of that information. And I'll also be writing a blog on AshleyBurgess.com talking about it, putting some of the pictures out there so you can see it and you can get involved, too. But just think about it. Experiences are what makes our life so profound. And think, what kind of experiences do you want to experience? What kind of things matter to you? And what kind of things do you want to feel and be a part of? Because I don't like that comment bucket list. I don't like that label. I think that we should be experiencing stuff every day, all day, for the rest of our life, because that is how we learn, that is how we grow, and that is how we thrive. I hope you love the show. I hope you love Live Your True Life Perspectives. I hope that it's impacted you in your life, and I hope that it continues to. Please share the show with your friends, your relatives, any people that you care about, anybody that you love. Don't miss us on the podcast on Spreaker, SpreaKer.com. Check out the website if you haven't already, Ashley Burgess, BERGES.com. And don't miss my weekly videos on relationships and various topics that can impact you directly on my YouTube channel. Just type in Ashley, A-S-H-L-A-Y, Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, and you'll find me. Hopefully you'll subscribe and you'll comment and you'll leave me some amazing comments so I can learn from you and I can create some content that can help you out, some stuff that you'd like to see. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, you know it, I'll be back this time in three shakes.